Today is the last day, so we will do the morning chanting. Then after that, we can have a short maybe reflection or what. Then after that, you go for breakfast. After breakfast, we're supposed to have about 45 minutes of sitting and walking meditation. Oh no, before breakfast, we're supposed to have a form of sitting and walking. Okay, then after that, breakfast, we'll have a closing ceremony. The closing ceremony, we will go through the formal introduction and personal sharing of feedback by all participants, including suggestions, if any, from them on how to improve on future retreat program. Then also closing Dhamma and advice by me on how to continue the cultivation when you return to normal daily life. Followed by the acknowledgement of thanks, rejoicing, asking for forgiveness, then we have a closing puja. Then after that, we need to invite the abbot of the temple together with the Tan Siong Sifu to do the translation at 9:45. We need to stop around 9:45. Then we will thank the abbot, the temple committee, all those who have helped to make this retreat a very conducive retreat. Then at the same time, we will make our offering to the temple. I think what Sui An has finally finalized is we need to pay them for the food bill, 5,166. Then we donate another about 5,334 to round it to 10,500 because of your donation and all things. So we really rejoice with all your wholesomeness, your generosity, because there were a lot of donation and also sponsors of breakfast, lunch and dinner. That's why we have quite a bit of surplus for donation. And the bill hasn't been fully finalized, but the balance, what we will do is we may decide to do certain type of wholesomeness. First, we may donate back to both the Kayanamita Fund so that you all get to participate in the Kayanamita Fund wholesomeness. Then from there, we will donate out to specific wholesomeness. If you got any suggestion, you let us know. First thing that came to mind was SJBA Building Fund. So if you got any suggestion, you let us know. Okay. Then the other thing is I need to sort out with Brother Sui An on how we are going to let the abbot understand how we donate. What about the ang pao to them? Separate.
That one separate.
Ah, good. So that one you will offer also together for what?
I think for the abbot we will give, and if you meet some of the monks, we will give directly.
Oh, okay, we give directly.
Then
okay.
The teacher helps us as well.
Yeah, so the abbot, 200. Then?
Teacher helpers and Sufu Tong Siong.
100. Oh, thank you.
Four kitchen helpers and Tan Siong Sifu.
What about the other Sufu?
The rest are 50.
Oh, 50, okay. Okay. Oh, 14. Oh. I know. The one that the clunch, yes. There was one. Oh, good. Okay. So what I will do is we will, I think, explain this to Tang Siang Sufu so that he can explain to the abbot. So the food bill supposed to pay them is 5,166. Confirm? Correct. Oh, never mind, never mind, never mind. It's okay. What we can do is you do this. Yeah. You cancel here. Never mind. You cancel here. You cancel here. Then you change this to 5,334. Ah, okay.
5,166.
Food. Then donation. 5,334. So total we will donate 10,005. Oh, okay. I thought temple fruit we had to pay separately, cash.
No, that one is outside fruit.
Oh, outside fruit. Oh, okay, so the temple one separate. Oh, sadhu, sadhu. Sui An's family sponsor the outside fruits. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good. So the rest we no need to mention. After that we just say we would like to make an offering to the abbot and Teng Siong Sufu. Then the rest we separately offer to them. Okay, good. Sadhu. So this morning we have a simple morning puja because after that you have to go for breakfast. Okay, morning puja. Turn to page 18. 18. Yes. Okay, three. We need you to have baby. Ready, everybody? Page 18. Okay.
To the blessed
one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he has propounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well,
to these the
Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha,
we render with offerings
our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, to the blessed, noble, and perfectly one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata
is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and men. He is heroic and holy. In this world with its gods, demons and kind spirits, his seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. The spiritual life, a complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One,
apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging devotion, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples
who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, who has practiced with integrity. There's the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and the passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure,
with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revere. The teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and the fruit, and the deathless,
that which is beyond the conditioned world.
Devotedly indeed the Dhamma I revere. The Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation. Those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one. Noble and wise, all longing abundant. Devotedly indeed, the Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are, come into this world, and he is the Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and directing the perfect peace. Having heard the teaching,
this way he has made known.
Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, death is dukkha, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the dislike is dukkha. Separation from the light is dukkha. Not attaining one's wish is dukkha.
In brief, the five focuses of grasping mind are dukkha.
These are as follows. Identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formations, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, Rupang anicchang, the body is impermanent. Vedana anicchang, feeling is impermanent. Sanya anicchang, perception is impermanent. Sankara anicchang, mental formations is impermanent. Vijnana anicchang, consciousness is impermanent. Rupang anatta, the body is not self. Vedana anatta, feeling is not self. Sanya anatta, perception is not self. Sankara anatta, mental formations are not self. Vijnana anatta, consciousness is not self. Sabbe sankara anicca, all conditions are impermanent. Sabbe dhamma anattati, there is no self in the created and the uncreated. Te mayam, all of us, otinaha jatiya jaramaranamina, abound by birth, aging and death. Sokehi paridevihi dukkehi domanasehi opayasehi. By sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, dukkotina dukkha pariteta, bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Apevana minamasa kevalasa dukkha kandasa attakiriya panyayata te. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One who long ago attained Parinibbana is our refuge. So to other Dhamma and Sangha, attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord, and the perfectly enlightened One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, we have come forth with faith from hope to hopelessness, and the Blessed One, we practice the holy life. Be fully equipped with the bhikkhu system of training. May this holy life lead us to the end of the whole mess of suffering.
Okay, we'll do the closing homage, yeah? Then after that you can go for breakfast. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagavo buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavaka ramo dhamma namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Okay, you can go for your breakfast, eh? we meet back at 8 o'clock sharp, huh? Okay.